Well, the Lebanese government confirms the arrest of the leader of an al-Qaeda-linked group involved in the recent bombing outside the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Lebanon's defense minister says Majid al-Majid, who headed the Abdullah Azam brigades, was captured by the country's intelligence service in Beirut. It's not clear yet when the arrest took place. Majid is a high-profile terrorist wanted by the U.S. and other countries. He had earlier traveled to Syria to pledge his allegiance to the notorious al-Nusra Front, which is fighting against the Syrian government. His group claimed responsibility for November's twin bombings that killed about 24 people outside the Iranian embassy. The arrest is seen as a major achievement for the Lebanese army, which has seen a series of suspicious bombings and assassinations in the country in recent years. Joining us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is our correspondent, Ali Risk. Ali, please tell us about the significance of this arrest and also what this means for the Abdullah Azam brigades and their operations now that their chief has been arrested by Lebanese forces.
Well, this is probably one of the most, if not the most, high-profile terrorist arrest or capture in the history of Lebanon. You know, this guy was with Abdullah Azam. Abdullah Azam is right in the heart of the al-Qaeda affiliated groups. Indeed, we can say within the heart of the al-Qaeda circle. So it is a significant achievement, particularly after the Abdullah Azam brigades declared their responsibility for the attacks on the Iranian embassy here in Beirut. With respect to what it means for Abdullah Azam, obviously it's a huge moral blow to them to arrest their head. Now, on the other hand, you know, these people might try and seek revenge attacks after what took place. But I think most significant of all is that this comes within the midst of several developments. For example, not too long ago, the Americans, actually the U.S., blacklisted the Abdullah Azam group, in addition to the fact that Majid al-Majid is also wanted by the Interpol and also wanted worldwide, known as a worldwide terrorist. I think something very important to note is that he's a Saudi national. That is also something which might provide more backing or support for the argument that Saudi Arabia continues to export these extremist groups. So indeed, this also might be something which is not too much in the Saudi interests. But as I was saying, this is in the realm of general events. The Americans, if you recall, recently are beginning to say that Al-Qaeda is the worst of scenarios, and some are saying that, for example, Bashar al-Assad, the former CIA, had said that Bashar al-Assad is probably preferable to Al-Qaeda. At the same time, we see the Americans assisting the Maliki government in Iraq on pinpointing Al-Qaeda locations and targeting them. And now we're seeing this arrest of Majid al-Majid. So I think it might come within the context of a new American approach to the region as well. And we could say that, you know, the army intelligence, Lebanese army intelligence, arrested him, but he was wanted by others. He was wanted, for example, by Iran, particularly after the attacks on the Iranian embassy. He was wanted, as I said, by Washington. And so this might be, I don't have any information, but this might be a result of foreign intelligence agencies also assisting the Lebanese army to arrest this person. Now, if that is the case, if foreign intelligence has decided to play a big part in arresting these types of figures, then I think on the road you're going to see more arrests of more high-profile figures, because it does appear that the Al-Qaeda trend in Lebanon and in the region has become a serious source of concern for, you know, for many international powers, including the West and specifically the U.S.
Thank you very much, Ali, for your comments. That was Press TV's Ali Risk joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.